Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's masterclass, all on my number one skin and longevity tip. Now, when we want to consider, when we're looking at considering longevity and skin, what do we need to think about? We need to look at aging and what some of the root causes of aging are. And I'm curious to hear from you what you think that might be. What do you think the root cause of aging is? How can we slow aging with this one tip? When we look at the root cause of aging and skin issues, as well as lots of other health issues as well, low energy, imbalanced hormones, poor sleep, let me know if you experience any of those. They're very common. So when I do consultations, one of the number one things I hear from my clients are, I'd love to improve my sleep, clean up my skincare products, get on a good routine, and even out the skin tone, maybe get rid of red acne scars, soften fine lines and wrinkles, get fuller, thicker, and healthy hair. So slowing aging with this one skin tip is going to be reducing inflammation. If you consider the word inflammation and aging go hand in hand. So now that we know the root cause of what aging is and what precipitates skin issues, hair loss, poor sleep, imbalanced hormones, poor relationships, think about for a second how deep this goes. When you're in a relationship, and you consider that half of relationships end in divorce in North America, what's really going on there? Is it because the relationship just doesn't work out? There's usually something deeper than that. So if we consider the way that we look and the fact that we're aging in a relationship, what can we do to safeguard our confidence? What can we do to safeguard our relationship? What can we do to safeguard our best life? When we are our most confident, clear-headed version, you're going to have more confidence to build your community and have better relationships. So say, for example, your body is running a million miles a minute. You're the leader of the household. You're doing everything, anything and everything, especially as a woman. You're also probably in your masculine. There's so many different layers to how inflammation can occur. Body, mind, spirit, energy, and of course, relationships, faith, family, and community. These are all deep layers that actually do need to be addressed step by step in order to achieve longevity, happy, healthy skin, and full hair. The trick is, how do we do that? What is my number one secret to improve all of those areas in our lives? You've probably heard me talk about Radiance. Radiance, the new skin science, is also my Audible that is out now. Highly recommend you listen to it. But really, what does Radiance give us? We all want to be beautiful. We all want to have beautiful interactions with our partners, have a beautiful relationship with our families. But how do we do that? How do we show up in any situation and feel comfortable and feel confident? When we look great, we're going to feel good. And when we feel good, we're going to look good. So instead of thinking about what your thoughts might have been, slowing aging with this one tip, it's not going to be one skincare product. It's not going to be one detox. It's not going to be one new fancy biohacking tool and trick. It's not going to be one counseling session. It's not going to be one manifestation session. It is going to come down to consistency, being consistent with how you care for yourself. Now, what are those layers of consistency that are going to bring a reduction of inflammation and thus better hair, skin, and nails, as well as body composition? Being consistent with your daily living practices. Are you eating the right foods? Are you using an optimized skincare routine? Are you maybe considering doing some rejuvenation options? What makeup are you using, right? What biohacking tools and technology are you using? I warmly open up engagement in the chat. Let me know your questions that are coming up. That's the whole fun part of joining live and being able to ask me specific questions, because I'm really looking forward to answering your questions. Becky, Danny, iPhone 8, Rebecca, and Susan, and many more. It's great to have you here. So how can we be consistent? How can we set ourselves up for success to slow aging with the one tip of being consistent to reduce inflammation? It's sort of a broader tip, if you will. If we're to take a macro look at what's going on as being some of the key things to that actually enhance inflammation in the body, which we don't want, let's first analyze what is inflammation. At the depths of what inflammation is, it's oxidative stress. So say, for example, you're going through life, you have, you know, visited a friend or family member over the holidays, and you notice a funky smell in their home. What do you think that might be? Could be mold, right? Could be pets, it could be mold, all sorts of other things. Boom, right there, you've had a little bit of an exposure. It's going to add to your oxidative stress status and trigger something called the cell danger response. The cell danger response then creates a downstream impact of inflammation somewhere in the body. Then a couple days to a couple weeks later, you're likely going to see it on your skin in the form of a breakout, dry skin. Maybe if you get a blemish, that redness takes a little while to go away. We actually can even see this with changes of seasons. So moving from spring to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter, and then again, winter to spring. So every season, we do also need to make adjustments with how we live. So getting back to that example of an oxidative stress trigger of being in a moldy home of a friend or loved one, or even in a restaurant or some area that's downstairs in a building and you smell this funky smell, air quality significantly impacts the skin. So in your home and office, what can you do about it? You can purify your air. That's where biohacking with air purification comes in. Why this is so important is to maintain your keratinocyte stem cell function on your skin. If you have dirt, debris, pollutants, heavy metals, mold resting on your skin, it's actually going to tell your skin cells to die faster. We don't want that. We want our skin cells to live long and be happy, but we also want our skin cell cycle to be sped up. That's where your skincare comes in. So cleansing to remove particulates from the air, and then moisturizers to feed and nourish the skin with antioxidants and peptides. I will share one thing here, that peptides are not new in the practitioner skincare world. However, they have become new, trendy, and buzzworthy, and I would go so far as to say gimmicky in the skincare world. However, in the practitioner-grade skincare world, which is really where I love to be, we've utilized antioxidants and peptides in our skincare for a really long time. So seeing things like Matrixyl 3000, oligopeptides, copper peptide, all sorts of things is not new. But the other thing to consider with your skincare is retinol. And did you know that there are various different forms of retinol? Are you using a retinol now? Have you ever used a retinol? If you have used a retinol in the past, what you likely experienced was redness, dryness, and flaking. Why is that? It's called the retinoid reaction phase. And I love to recommend starting with a more gentle retinol and then working upwards so that your skin can handle that little extra stressor. Vitamin A is actually an antioxidant. It's potent antioxidant. It's been on the market since the 90s. fantastic at speeding up that cell turnover, which slows down as we age. And the more inflamed we are, the more sluggish your skin cycle is going to be, and the more inflamed you are specifically in regards to air quality, that's actually going to create even more issues. So that's why cleanliness is next to godliness and consistency is king. Washing your face, doing your skincare, using air purification is really key. What are some of the other areas that we can improve upon to reduce aging? What can we do to slow aging? What can we do to feel better and have more energy? That next thing is going to be water. Purifying your water is so key. So say, for example, you're traveling, you're going to somebody's house, you're staying in a hotel, you're likely going to be showering in unfiltered water. And by the way, I do have a new water purification recommendation on my biohacking page. If you head on over to theschoolofradiance.com/biohacking, you're going to see a new water recommendation there for you. That's going to include whole home reverse osmosis with remineralization, structuring of the water, and also ionizing the water, which is really cool, right? You do all sorts of things with water. So we're seeing this upgrade now with really cool water systems that instead of just doing reverse osmosis, they're doing four things, which is pretty revolutionary, actually. So I was really excited to put that update on my biohacking page. Now, when you are living a little as well, you might be going out to restaurants, going out to friends or family's homes that maybe they drink tap water. But I really encourage you to no longer drink tap water at all. If you're going to a restaurant, order, you know, sparkling mineral water, right? Never filtered water unless you specifically ask the restaurant if they serve reverse osmosis filtered water, because some do. It's all about living a little, right? It's all about being in moderation. Reduce your inflammation and your oxidative stressors as often as you can. So what I mean by that is living really well about 99% of the time. So when it comes to special occasions, special events, enjoying life and being social, your body can handle those additional stressors and it's not going to show up on your skin. Well, actually it might. You might become so sensitive, because I'm going to share with you something. When I went on this journey of doing everything I possibly could to reduce inflammation after two car crashes, I did this so that I wasn't in pain. I did this so that I didn't have headaches. I did this so that my brain would function. I did this so that I would sleep and be more pleasant to be around. A lot of people, they don't know this information. They simply don't understand or have ever heard of this concept of inflammaging. So again, it's not about one thing, it's about understanding one topic, which is inflammation, and then what to do about it. So next up, we have our lighting situation. But by the way, getting back to water, when you say slack off and you start to drink tap water or you are showering regularly in unfiltered water, your body will be absorbing the toxins in the water, and then it will create issues down the line. So showering with filtered water, drinking filtered water, even better if you can spend a couple thousand dollars and get a whole home reverse osmosis system and add to that system structuring, ionization, and remineralization, I would say that that's going to give you the best chance possible for you and your family to thrive. And your skin and hair is simply going to be a byproduct of you being diligent and being consistent with reducing inflammation, which is thus going to slow your aging at every turn you possibly can. Next up is lighting. Lighting, lighting, lighting. Yes, I do have a studio LED light on me at the moment. However, I'm also wearing blue light blocking glasses from Viva Rays. You can also find these on my biohacking page. Now, why is protecting your eyes from LEDs important? Well, you've probably heard of the circadian rhythm. And if you're not sleeping, your body isn't going to be rejuvenating and regenerating and repairing itself. They don't call it beauty sleep for nothing. So here's a free tip. Before going to bed, turn off any LED lights that are overhead And if you have a lamp, make sure that there's a halogen bulb in that lamp and switch from your overhead LEDs to more halogen lamps throughout your home. You can even use those Himalayan rock salt lamps, put them in your bathrooms and your hallways to illuminate your path. So if you have to go to the restroom in the middle of the night, hopefully you're not waking up at 3 a.m. If you are waking up at 3 a.m., however, though, I'd like you to try the, not try, I'd like you to do. I would like you to do a teaspoon of honey before going to sleep. This is called the honey trick. If you are routinely getting up at about 3 a.m., that is a characteristic sign that your body is looking for glycogen. And what is it doing to get it? It's increasing your adrenaline and your cortisol to wake you up so that you move your muscles so that the body gets an excretion and basically a dose of sugar. So what do you do? Give yourself a little bit of sugar before you go to bed, but it has to be raw honey and it cannot be hot. So that's a little tip if you are waking up at 3 a.m. But there's also something else that I'm going to be sharing later with you that can also increase your likelihood of waking up in the middle of the night and disrupting your sleep. So lighting is something that's really difficult to modulate in our daily environment. That's why your sunscreen and your skincare wearing blue light blocking glasses is so important. There is one final tip that I'm going to share with you shortly here after we cover a couple other key things that I know you're going to love to learn about. That is the icing on the cake. And when you are doing all these things, you are reducing your inflammation at every turn. You're using great skincare. You're living a healthy lifestyle. You're doing something like biohacking. There is something else to cultivate, which I'm going to touch on just shortly here. So do what you can with your lighting. You're going to be going out to shops. You're going to be going through airports. You're going to be in your car. You're probably going to be getting LED lights. However, for the 2 hours before you go to bed, this is a great opportunity for you to just do the best you can with reducing your LED light exposure. Hello, Tamara. Great to have you here. Hi, Julie. Now, the invisible thing that is adding to your level of inflammation and inflammaging is electromagnetic frequencies. Electromagnetic frequencies, wireless cellular radiation, I think is the smoking of our generation. Hello, Meredith. Great to have you here. Glad you could make it. Electromagnetic frequencies, wireless cellular radiation, I would say is the smoking of our generation. Now, why do I say that? When I first slept in EMF protective clothing, such as clothing with silver threads in it, well, what did I notice? I noticed 100% sleep score on my Oura ring. I noticed 100% sleep score on my Eight Sleep. And even through the most challenging time in my entire life, I still maintained 100% sleep scores. How did I do that? It's by being consistent. It's by every turn making the highest decision you possibly can for yourself. And when you learn these things, your relationship will improve. Your family will be healthier as well. So learning these things isn't as superficial as you might think. And it isn't just going to be from one skincare product. It's going to be consistent with your skincare routine. And you're even going to have a better chance of success if you and your partner also are using these great products too. So how do we take care of EMFs in our environment to reduce the impacts on our bodies? Well, you could get those stickers that go on the back of your phone. You could wear these fancy dancy pendants around your neck to harmonize the fields around you, or you can straight up turn off the source. So charging your phone far away from you in the room, better yet, in another room, turning your router off at night, and stop wearing smartwatches. Smart technology is not making us any more intelligent. It's actually making us more sick, and it's actually increasing and accelerating the rate at which we age. Now, what clued me into this was during some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on skin aging, which is what my most recent research article is on. And I'm doing another one on nutrition and the skin too, because that's definitely something that we need to talk a little bit more about. Nutrients to feed the skin, different test kits to help give us an insight as to what our body really wants to consume. And also, here's a free tip, eating for your blood type. That's a really great strategy. If you don't have the funds to do any expensive test kits, learn what your blood type is and eat for your blood type. Now, there's another interesting thing with blood type and oxidative stress and biohacking is that basically with my one-on-one clients and in my skincare tutorials, which I host every season, they're always brand new. They're always in depth where I take you into my restroom and teach you how to use your products from basic to advanced, like using retinol, like dermal rolling, pre and post recovery for different rejuvenation. Those are really instrumental to learn on a more expert level. This session is very much more of a macro overview of what to do and a lot of great free tips to get you started. However, one-on-one skincare tutorials and then the membership is really what's going to give you that additional piece and support to steer you on the straight and narrow. But you're here and this is fantastic. And I'm really happy that you're here and consuming this information because I know that you're on the right track already. So with wireless cellular radiation, turning off your devices, turning off your Bluetooth, not wearing smartwatches, and starting to actually shield your body, utilizing certain pieces of clothing. Now, one of the things with EMF clothing is that they're not the most attractive. Kind of looks like you're wearing a spacesuit sometimes or black thermal. There are new EMF clothing pieces that are constantly coming out. However, I've tested two articles of clothing with my EMF readers and they work really well. And with certain fabrics that claim to be electromagnetic frequency blocking, they have to be woven in a specific way. If the weave between the silver threads and other materials aren't tight enough, you're actually not going to be getting a good shielding effect. So shielding, I would say, is my top strategy for helping you reduce your exposure to electromagnetic frequencies and wireless cellular radiation. The other thing that you can do to reduce wireless cellular radiation is to get rid of your cordless phone. Cordless phones are actually shown to emit just as much EMFs and radio frequencies as your router. And don't even get me started on Teslas. If you drive a Tesla, good for you. If you're going to be in your Tesla, you better be wearing EMF protective clothing. The other thing with that is harmonizing your environment. There are some key pieces of technology that I use behind the scenes that are really cool pieces of tech. They're actually field generators, vortex generators, and I absolutely love them. The first night I slept next to one of these pieces of technology, I had a 4-hour sleep. It was right after American Thanksgiving, my first American Thanksgiving. It was a lot of fun. I had 4 hours of sleep, slept next to this thing, and I felt like I had slept for 9 hours. I woke up incredibly rested, 5 hours of sleep. It's not a lot of sleep. And I was really impressed. And then I've been able to actually do some research on some of these harmonizing pieces of technology. You can find some of my recommendations that I love for creating more coherent sine waves in your home. The earth gives us very beautiful, coherent sine waves that the body loves. However, when we're inside, we experience incoherent sine waves, which the body does not like. And it affects different processes like peptide formation, hormone mediation, and electromagnetic and electrochemical interactions. So what do you think I did today? What do you think I did today? I was feeling a little funny and couldn't quite put my finger on it. I have been doing quite a bit of fasting for the last 3 days, coming off of the holidays. What was it? January 1st. My body just wanted to do a fast. So I actually fasted from the night before to about 4 o'clock and had a light dinner and then actually did the same thing yesterday. And I broke my fast a little bit earlier today with lunch. And the reason why, when you start to do all these things, you start to become very diligent and consistent. Again, inflammation is the number one root cause of aging in general. And then being consistent with how you are integrating these different strategies that are research-backed to help reduce the overall oxidative stress in your body and reduce that cell danger response are good strategies. And this isn't something that you're going to be able to employ overnight. Don't feel like you have to do absolutely everything all at once. That would very likely be not economical for you and would probably end up actually mentally and financially stressing you out. So doing free things like grounding outside is an excellent strategy to balance the ions in your body. I did a little bit of jumping around and kind of fun movement. And what that does is it helps to move your lymph. And after just a couple of minutes of doing that, I already felt better. It was better than actually having a cup of coffee. So that's a great free way to help combat the wireless cellular radiation and electromagnetic frequencies that you are getting exposed to daily, absolutely everywhere. And it's not just from that stuff, it's also from the wiring in the homes. And again, those incoherent sine waves. So, when we really want to reduce inflammation on all levels, we also need to think about the gut and how we're eating. And I know I already mentioned that there's specific gut tests like the Viome Gut and Health Intelligence Test Kits that you can find on my biohacking page. They're really easy, they're quite affordable. They're about $170 to $270 for a test. You get your results, and then you have more information on which foods are right for you. And also some metrics. How old are you biologically versus chronologically? Is your aging accelerated or has it slowed down? So, when we're talking about slowing aging with this one secret, it also comes down to knowing what your baseline is. When you know your baseline, you can then retest, say, for example, the health intelligence test kit, 6 months, a year later. And see if you've been able to shift your biological age to be younger. If you've been able to achieve that, then that's great. You're on the right track. Keep going. If, say, things have happened, ish has hit the fan, things like that, it's called life. And you're noticing that your biological age is older than your chronological age, then that's a sign that you really need to kick things up a little bit. And become even more diligent with all of this. So, when we think about detoxification, why is detoxification of yeast, fungi, mold, heavy metals, and parasites so important? What can that have to do with our body, our skin, and our aging? Well, it has everything to do with inflammation and thus inflammaging. So, before doing a, start of the new year detox protocol, you first need to reduce your exposure to oxidative stressors in your environment with your air, water, lighting, and electromagnetics, and then do detoxing, not the other way around. Otherwise, you can experience something called Herxheimer's reaction, which is when your body starts to detox, especially from parasites, the body releases a lot of toxins. And sometimes that can be a little too much on your immune system. And then you experience things like pain, rashes, itching to your eyes, and fatigue. And I've had it, and it's not fun. And the reason I had that was because I took a couple of days off prior to doing a specific 21-day detox protocol. So I didn't have those antioxidants on board to reduce the oxidative stress and the cell danger response that actually occurs from when you are detoxifying. So as you can see, this is quite a strategy to reduce your aging, to slow your aging. And what happens when you do these things, and then of course you clean up your personal care products, your skincare, your hair care, your household cleaning products and supplies as well, then you really start to see a more even skin tone, more skin hydration, better body composition. Your hair starts to come in fuller, your nails grow faster. When you have been consistent with all of this for some time, what happens is you're going to start to see the results. Okay. Took me about a year to really identify exactly what I was doing and then become so clear that I could then focus on other things. And we just had Kara join here. And Kara is a School of Radiance member. She is learning all the things that I actually do behind the scenes. If you think that this is a lot, with the air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and detoxifying, hi, Cara, there's a lot more to do. But this is a great place to start. Now, when it comes to looking and feeling your best, you've laid the foundation for reducing oxidative stress. What's next, right? When you're on this path of personal development, self-discovery, looking after your health, you might start to look at other things in your life a little bit differently too, like your relationships, like your community, and like your connections, right? So then you think, well, how can I optimize that? Because if that's not in check, that in and of itself is going to be a stressor. And then that's going to increase your oxidative stress, cell danger response, simply from things like emotional stress. So when you start to do the detoxification, well, this is my story anyways. Once I cleared parasites, what happened was my brain changed a lot. It changed so much that in a course of a year, I took a personality test about a year ago, and then I did it again recently, and I noticed big shifts in my personality too. So what comes from looking after yourself physically with reducing oxidative stress in your environment and using cleaner skincare products, what comes from that is then more clarity. Your brain starts to work better, and you then look at different layers that you can improve upon as well. So Cara is on the right track, as well as all of the beautiful ladies and gentlemen in the School of Radiance membership for these deeper layers. Now, on the podcast, in the masterclasses, they're more of a macro overview. It's not intended to overwhelm you or anything like that, but these really are the basic consistent practices you need to know. Tuning in here on the show and looking at reducing oxidative stress, inflammation, and biohacking in a positive way, not in a way that is bright and shiny and you got to get this red light therapy, you got to get this gadget, you got to get this hyperbaric chamber, you got to get this, that, the other thing. That gets really expensive. And unfortunately, what happens is people get really lost with that stuff. So starting with your basics, this is the most affordable, economical, and most straightforward approach strategically to reduce inflammation. Before buying all of these extra supplements, right? There's always a new supplement coming out on the market. There's always a new hailed, bright and shiny anti-aging molecule. However, what I care about as a researcher and having been in the medical aesthetic space since 2011 is I've seen a lot of things come and go. And things like peptides and skincare, that has stood the test of time. But it's not new. That's been around for a while. So utilizing formulations like what I have on my skin shop and the personalized recommendations that I share in a one-on-one for you is a more intelligent way to go about your skincare routine by actually having someone guide and mentor you and then learning how to use those products. And in my recent tutorial, which you can register for now over at theschoolofradiance.com, I recorded a 2-hour lesson on biohacking alone. We've been going for about 30 minutes. If you think that this is a lot, there is so much more that I unpacked that are free things that are fantastic to do and additional things to support your learning and give you even deeper insights into how biohacking can help support healthy skin from the inside out by reducing inflammation, inflammaging, and thus slowing aging and supporting your skin, hair, nails, and of course your energy. So be sure to register if you haven't yet for my seasonal skincare tutorial that's happening now. That 2-hour biohacking lesson is worth its weight in gold. And then of course you get the insights on how to use your skincare products, makeup, hair care, dermal rolling, skin cycling with retinols and other actives like at-home peels and much more. Now, what Cara is doing in the membership is she's learning more about the behind the scenes things. A lot of you who work with me one-on-one through conversation, it's very clear to me that I work with a lot of intuitive empaths. a lot of people that are highly sensitive. So say, for example, you're going through life, and I can think of one of my dear clients, I'm going to call her C, and she has to be so careful with what she is exposed to in her daily life, with how she prepares food for her family and all sorts of things. So what I've come to learn with working with so many clients since 2011 in the clinic and online is that the more sensitive we are to our environment, to say toxins, oftentimes the more sensitive we are from an intuitive and an emotional standpoint. Let me know if that resonates with you. Being a highly sensitive individual has its benefits. You know, when you talk with someone and you just get that gut feeling that something isn't quite right, or you go somewhere and you just get that feeling that being there isn't the best place for you to be at that time. The more clear and pure you are, the easier that intuition comes to you and is much easier to also act upon. So looking at getting the best hair, skin, nails of your life is obviously why you're here. When you reframe it from just being a skincare, from just being a plastic surgery type of lens, and looking at it from the foundation upwards, body, mind, spirit, energy, that's when you're really, I think, on the right track. And that's what's missing in the medical aesthetics, plastic surgery, dermatology space. And I work very diligently behind the scenes to help shift that and create more of an awareness in the medical aesthetics industry to actually observe the signs of when someone is inflamed. So what are those signs? Typically redness, irritation, puffiness around the eyes, as well as darkness around the eyes. And even with changes of seasons, we can experience things like atopic dermatitis, which is something like redness and itchiness to different areas of the face, like around the nose or around the mouth. Now, those are telltale signs that your toxic bucket is full and it's actually tipped over. And you're experiencing things like visible skin issues or visible eye irritation, otherwise known as visible signs of inflammation. So this is not the time to do rejuvenation at the clinic. So what I'm doing is teaching other practitioners to start to become aware of these signs in an effort to provide better rejuvenation outcomes and help to reduce side effects. Just straight up, that's my big intention with this, with teaching this to other practitioners, which is one of the reasons why I wrote that recent research article. The eyes tell us so much. The eyes are like the window to our soul. So if we're looking to become our most beautiful versions, do you know what people look at first when they look at the face? Let me know your guesses. What do people actually put the highest amount of value on in deciding if someone is beautiful and attractive? What facial feature do you think that could be? Is it an even skin tone? Is it a sparkle in someone's eyes? Is it a sharp and sculpted jawline? Is it fuller hair? Is it pigmentation to the skin or lack thereof? Is it a svelte body composition, a lean body composition? Kara says the golden ratio. The golden ratio are the ideal facial ratios of the face. So when you see something, good job, Julie. When you see something, a face like, say, for example, Angelina Jolie or Johnny Depp, they have very symmetric faces and they're very beautiful because of the ideal golden facial ratios. But that's not it. But that's a really key part of what actually enhances someone's beauty and attractiveness, which is where rejuvenation comes in. And I talk more about that specifically as to what could support you in your specific case in a one-on-one session. Danny says, is it glowy skin? Well, of course, the glowy skin is going to reflect if someone's healthy or not. At the basic level of all of this, when we're looking at someone to, you know, basically rate their attractiveness, we're actually rating how healthy they look. if you were to actually see a lot of these influencers online in person, they would actually look really scary in real life. So, say for example, you are watching Netflix, you're watching some of the reality shows. A lot of these actors and actresses have quite a bit of work done. And what's happened, to get back to Kara's statement of the golden ratio, is they've had too much work done and they start to look weird. Sure, they could look good on camera, but when you see some of these individuals that have really gone overboard with their rejuvenation, their ideal facial ratios or the golden ratio has been obscured. It has been skewed. And so what happens is it actually starts to detract from their beauty. Danny with the glowing skin comment is this is a great comment because glowy skin signifies health. It signifies vitality. There's something else that signifies this even more, which is radiance, which I'm going to share a little bit more on too. Julie says, hi, Julie. We have a number of lovely one-on-one clients in here, tutorial members, and membership members as well. Julie says, smile and good complexion. Ding, ding, ding. Julie, you got it right. Actually, it's the smile that we look for first in judging or assessing or observing. We don't really want to be judging people, but observing people's level of attraction. So the smile. So if you're going to do one thing to enhance your appearance from a work perspective, it's going to be to fix your smile. Now, when some people think of aging, they think of volume loss to their cheeks, thinner lips, lip lines. I'm here to tell you that one of the most impactful things that you can do to improve your beauty and your attractiveness is to address your smell, fix your smell. Nobody wants to be around someone with bad breath either. So, excellent oral hygiene is really key. One of the other things that you will notice is the less inflamed you are, the better you will smell. I can tell very quickly when I'm connecting with someone how healthy they may or may not be, actually based on the way that they smell. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? People who are unhealthy, or even you'll see this with diabetics when their blood sugars are out of balance, they smell, they have this sickly sweet smell to them. So the body gives off these different compounds and ketones and all sorts of things that we can smell. And from an unconscious primal level, this is actually what is guiding us towards assessing if someone's a good mate or not, or if they're going to be a valuable part of your community. I don't know about you, but when I'm looking at building my community, making friends, making professional connections, I really take a good look at someone's health. I take a look at their skin. I take a look at their body composition, the way that they move. All of these things are going to give us basically notes as towards how healthy they are, because the healthier someone is, the better they take care of themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, relationship-wise, even. The more smoother their movements are going to be, the better their sentence structure is going to be. They're going to be a better communicator. So that is someone that I would much prefer to align myself with, is someone who has their ducks in a row in their life. Now, one of the things behind the scenes, I've been, a speaker for many years now, and I've gotten to meet a number of other speakers, which you probably listen to on podcasts and summits and at events and things like that. What you don't see is something that I might catch. Now, one of the things that Kara is learning in the membership is what these things are, what they are, what to observe, and how you can adjust the way that you are from a health perspective so that you also exhibit these things too. There's a lot of things that I practice and that I observe that I actually don't want the public to know that I know or practice. Kara, let me know if you know what I mean. Now, this is getting to a deeper level of what radiance is. This is the beauty secret. This is really the secret to slowing aging and being your most beautiful, vibrant, high vibe, radiant version. It's the behind the scenes things. It's the behind the scenes detox practices that I do. It's the behind the scenes communication nuances that I practice. It's the behind the scenes movement that I do and that I observe. It's the behind the scenes energetic protection and shifting. And it's also the behind the scenes things in regards to really how we show up, how we style ourselves, how we present ourselves, and also the behind the scenes things in regards to etiquette, communication, and dining etiquette. When people have really bad etiquette, it gives a lot away about who they are, their past traumas, and whether or not they pay attention to detail on certain things. Kara says, yep, exclamation mark. There is so many more things to learn. Now, in my personal journey, I've done biohacking for a number of years now. I think I started biohacking probably like 2015, 2016, starting to incorporate more and more. Then in 2019, I was in a really bad car crash, starting to incorporate even more then. Then guess what? I was in a second one in 2021 while I was on my way to the beach to do a cold plunge. And I had had it. This was a really hard time in my physical health with pain and headaches. So I really leaned into all of these different strategies to reduce inflammation. So that's part of my story. But then after the detoxing, I started to realize that there was more to work on. There was more to work on in regards to how I present and show up. And as a speaker, I've had to learn these things so that I can be a better educator and communicator on stage to help people live better lives as well. I'm not keeping this information for myself. However, it has taken a lot of time to learn and a lot of money to learn. Now, one of the things I notice with different communication, etiquette, and styling courses out there is they miss the mark on really what deep beauty and lasting beauty is all about. And that's what I'm really passionate about, which is radiance. Radiance, I feel, is the new skin science. Radiance is something that the younger you cultivate it, the better off you're going to be in your life. And also, when you learn this information, you are then able to share it with your family, share it with your kids, give them a leg up in the world. So that's what I find a lot of these styling and etiquette types of programs and courses are really missing. Is they're really missing some of the deeper behind the scenes strategies. And I've learned these strategies from a number of different sources over the years. And what it does is it allows you to enter a room and have the right people notice you at the right way in the right time. It allows you to make the best impression possible. However, and Kara knows this, to the extent at which I personally do this, how do we stealth? How do we not get noticed by people we don't want to get noticed by? And how do we become a magnet for other people who are also on this very similar journey with shared values and good boundaries that have a solid sense of identity? When you get really good at identifying and learning what that looks like in somebody, that's when you're going to be making the highest connections and relationships possible in your life. What's interesting with women is that this is looking at different countries over a long period of time. Women often marry up. So in certain circles, this information is taught how to become your most beautiful, presentable, poised version. But it's really stiff. It's really cookie cutter, right? It doesn't allow for individuality or your identity or your personality archetype to shine through. So that's what's different about this stuff. But I'm telling you, when you employ and learn how to become radiant yourself, everything else in your life follows. And I don't say that lightly. Your health will follow, your sleep will follow, your skin will follow, Your hair will be fuller. You're going to have a better body composition. Your relationships are going to be fuller. You're going to be so clear that you actually have more of a clear understanding of what your true mission is here and how to live that out. We all have dreams and aspirations in our lives. However, what happens is if we're inflamed, or for myself, I had parasites in my central nervous system. How did I clear them out? Well, I used some different tools for that, which I get into details in the membership, of course, because that's some things. There are some things I'm not going to share publicly that I do, because maybe they're a little bit controversial. Maybe they're just not for everybody, but that's okay. So if you're ready for adding that next layer of radiance, again, how to enter a room and have the right people notice you at the right way and the right time to build your community so that you have better relationships and you have more fun. You enjoy life more. You're comfortable in any situation with anybody. And you can very quickly observe just by how someone speaks, by how someone moves, by how someone eats, whether or not there's someone you actually want to spend time with. This is a really interesting, what the word that I would put on it is sort of like a discovery, but it's not new information. It's just the way that I put it together. But this stuff is used a lot in various circles for different reasons to say vet people and for different reasons. I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but basically I will say that a lot of the biohacking technology comes straight up from space and military research and development. Okay. So with that, obviously the psychological and communication stuff oftentimes also comes from that. Even things like breath work have been researched since the 70s. So, this is a little bit off topic here, but there's a lot of intelligence that we can handle. However, you're not going to be able to build upon your intelligence, enhance your personality. You can biohack your personality. I've done it. It's really interesting to see to move from a personality archetype that is from and to a more balanced personality archetype. And Cara, let me know if you've done that personality archetype test. That's in the membership portal. Do it. Let me know what you are. And then I want you to retest in a year. So in the membership, this is really giving you a year to fully integrate all of these things. This has taken me a really long time to learn and a while to figure out how the heck to teach this stuff. Kara, you're a queen. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm really curious to see your split. So can you email me your different percentages in the different categories? And then what we're going to do in a year from now is look at if your personality has become more balanced. And this happens when your brain starts to work better. Your personality will legitimately become better. People are going to want to be around you more. And what's really interesting with this recent season is when you are engaging with people at certain events and on holidays and things like that, sometimes you're going to bump into people that you don't have shared values with. What happens? You end up having conversations about politics and this, that, and the other thing that just aren't the best things to talk about when you are at a social gathering to keep the energy elevated. So what do? You have to shift that. Otherwise, you are going to leave that encounter drained. You might have said something to somebody that you didn't mean. So at the end of the day, the more of us that are operating in this more pure, high vibe, radiant state, I think this is how we can help make the world a better place. But it starts with you. It starts with you having the desire and the nudge to desire to learn about these various strategies, having not only the desire, but also the willpower to start to employ them. But you're going to get rewarded because then you're going to have more energy. Then you're going to be able to see things in your life much more clearly and be able to make better life decisions. If someone's coming from a place of making decisions and they have parasites in their brain, do you think that they're going to make the best decisions? If someone's making a decision and they're not sleeping well, or their hormones are off, or they're really self-conscious about the way that their skin looks, do you think that they're going to make good decisions? Probably not. There's probably going to be a lot of fear in the equation, a lot of self-doubt, and potentially a lot of anxiety. So what can we do about that? We can learn the strategies to clear out the cobwebs, reduce oxidative stress. We're talking priestess style purification here to have the best hair, skin, nails of your life, your body composition, sleep, hormones, all of that. When you employ these strategies, starting with cleaning up your skincare and household cleaning products, you're using your products properly, you're doing all the biohacking, again, to rephrase and sort of recap, purifying your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and detoxifying is a great approach to start with. Then, after that, working on other things, such as doing even deeper detoxification, such as what I do every 21 days with specific protocols and various different frequencies, too. So, that's a little cherry on top. Then you can't help but have this desire to keep going and keep making yourself the best version you possibly can. We are designed to thrive. We're not meant to be locked away in a room by ourselves in seclusion, scrolling all day on social media. No, we're meant to be in connection with others and enjoy being a beautiful human and be a beautiful human, right? Looking at the beauty around you, there's nothing wrong with wanting to apply makeup, with desiring to style your hair in a beautiful way. By the way, Cara, we have some exciting event-specific hairstyling and styling tips coming up in our next bi-monthly live call. I just hosted one earlier today on travel tips with biohacking. So that's been uploaded in the membership. So be sure to check that out. So let me know if there's any questions here. This was a relatively heavy lesson, heavy masterclass rather, on slowing aging, and what is my number one secret for this? Again, it's going to be reducing inflammation. If we're going to go a little bit deeper than that, it's also going to come down to living as pure as possible. Living as pure as possible. That also includes the music that you listen to, the movies and shows that you watch, the people that you're around, the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat, all of these things. All of these physical and non-physical layers are going to either add to your level of inflammation and thus inflammaging, or it's going to help decrease the oxidative stress status and cell danger response in your body so that you can operate brighter. You can be more radiant. Your eyes can shine. One of the best things I love to do when I'm engaging with someone, one of my favorite things to do is to look at someone's eyes. When someone's eyes are bright and shiny and warm and open, that's a sign of somebody who probably has their ish together and I want to be around them. So these are really great tips for you to know and to also have in your back pocket for making friends, right? Some of the things that I know a number of the members are interested in is, how do I make friends? What events do I go to make friends? I'd love to make friends that are like myself too, that really care about eating better food and not drinking tap water and not living in a moldy home and not getting blasted with EMFs and LED lights, and also have friendships that, maybe don't have parasites in their central nervous system. That's not fun, by the way. When I had that, oh my gosh, my personality was definitely different from that, 100%. So that's also the other thing I want to just circle back to. If you're getting up at 3 a.m. routinely, especially around the full moon, and also 80% of you listening to this, you probably have parasites. So the healthier you are, the more robust your immune system is, the less inflammation you have, the better able your body can ward off these different organisms, can ward off different energies, can ward off different people that aren't going to be in your highest. So let me know if you have any questions here. I am going to be sharing a special gift with all of you here. If you have any questions whatsoever about working with me, and how I can support you. What are your needs? I would love to hear from you. I'd love to connect with you. Let's connect for free here. There's a free link dropped in the chat, and I'll basically help you navigate, you know, which avenue of working with me is going to be the most supportive for you. So it, whether that's a one-on-one session, my skin tutorials, or the membership, you can think of my one-on-one session like the cake recipe. What does your at-home skincare routine look like? What does your rejuvenation plan look like? As well as ongoing support with me. And I'm definitely going to pick up on things in your daily living practices that you might not even have considered are adding to your level of inflammation, as well as tutorials. This is how you learn how to apply your products. It's like the icing on the cake through really fun tutorials over 7 weeks, where I take you on a journey from a basic skincare routine to a more advanced skincare routine. And they're live and you can ask questions. They're a lot of fun. And then the membership is truly the cherry on top. Again, you've done the skincare work. Maybe you've done some rejuvenation using your products, but you're looking for that extra layer to really show up, make an impact, and be rewarded with having beautiful relationships, with having beautiful friendships, not to mention the information that I share in the membership is excellent for negotiations. So if, say, for example, you own a business, or you're a real estate agent, or you are, you know, making deals, you have to negotiate. Or also, if you're looking for a new partnership, you're looking to cultivate a new you for the partnership you're already in, as well as potentially being ready for another partner. Okay. Leave the old you behind. You are about to embark on an incredible journey of personal transformation, slowing aging, and being rewarded with the best hair, skin, nails of your life, best sleep, balanced hormones, body composition. What happens when you do this work is your skin, your hair, and your body composition is simply going to be a byproduct. They don't call it beauty sleep for nothing, as you've heard me say before. So the better your internal operating systems are running, the better your skin's going to be. If you're noticing that you're slipping up with, you know, watching too much on social media or bad movies or bad music, you're eating the wrong foods, you're eating a lot of toxic seed oils, you're still eating kale, you're living in a moldy home, you're going to notice that your skin isn't as bright as it could be. You're going to notice maybe some accelerated signs of aging. And this lesson here has all been about my secret to slowing aging. What is that one secret? It's reducing inflammation. What's the additional layer on that? It's enhancing and cultivating your radiance so that you communicate better, you show up better, and you start to have better relationships and also get really good at figuring out who you should be connecting with and who you shouldn't be connecting with from both a personal and professional perspective. So let me know if there are any questions. Oh, this is a funny one. Kristen, I got on the call late. What is the issue with kale? I love it. Kale is highly inflammatory. So here we go. Here's another little rabbit hole. There's so many things that you're probably going to hear over your lifetime that are great for you, but are terrible for you. This is why I am not one of those practitioners, teachers, presenters, researchers, mentors. I don't really consider myself an influencer. One of the things I don't do is jump on bandwagons. I don't recommend you either. And I definitely don't recommend purchasing bright and shiny skincare products as skin gadgets. That's why the one-on-one with me is so helpful, because you get that customized guidance from me. So when you say, for example, start to do more sophisticated gut health analysis test kits, like say, for example, the biome test kit on my biohacking page, you're going to actually get a very specific list of which foods are good for you and which foods are not good for you. All right, everybody. Great little bonus question there. Why is kale so bad? It's highly inflammatory. I do not eat kale. And I love you all so much. Thanks so much for being here. You all stayed on the entire time. So definitely take advantage of that bonus link there. That is for a session with me for us to, you know, connect, have a meet and greet, and I can answer any questions you have about how I can support you and what your specific needs are and give you the direction and be your mentor on that path too. Julie, thank you, Rachel. Great info. My pleasure. Meredith, hey, Meredith. Thank you, Purple Heart. You're welcome too. Rebecca, thanks for the awesome info. I'm going to switch that word awesome to incredible and powerful. And Danny, thanks, Rachel. My absolute pleasure. And again, we got the keener in the house here. We got Tara, who's in the membership. And again, the membership really is the place to be. If you think that this free stuff that I talk about is good, you ain't seen nothing yet. Danny, thanks, Rachel. You're all very welcome. I love you all so much. I'm really showing up here, not just for myself. I really get a lot out of teaching and sharing this information because I've just seen how transformative it is for myself and also my beautiful dear clients that I work with for many years and witness and observe their beautiful transformation too. And I'm always learning. I'm always writing papers and going to events and, you know, learning myself too. So then I get to teach it. And this really is what gives me a lot of fulfillment too. Tamara, hello, beautiful. You are ready for the membership too. You know you are. Thanks, Rachel. So good to see you. Love you all so much. And again, continue to stay tuned on the School of Radiance podcast. Subscribe, share this information with people. One of the things about me is that I'm not really keen on advertising because what my intention is again, to truly attract the right people. And so that is also going to come down to you, right? The more people that have this information, the better their lives are going to be, straight up. So share, definitely share my work with people that are a lot like you that could benefit from this too. Emily Clifton, thank you, Rachel. Sorry I was late and missed the class. My Wi-Fi was not working. Love your info and how you present it. You are lovely. Thank you so much, Emily. Well, you can learn to present this way as well. There's a lot of really neat things that I do with my voice, with my communication, with my gestures that once you learn, you can become an excellent presenter and communicator and partner and loved one and friend as well. Again, just make this place a little bit brighter and it starts with you learning these things. Learn more over at theschoolofradiance.com. I'm here to support you on your journey. Thank you to all of you. I wouldn't be here without all of your support. And there's so many incredible one-on-one clients that are here, tutorial students, and also membership community members. Love you all so much. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.